This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. Recent arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Northern Virginia have put immigrant communities on alert, and that includes the health clinics that serve them. A new policy from the Trump administration allows ICE officials to make arrests at health care facilities. So providers are scrambling to get their staff some legal training in case ICE officials show up. Jackie Fortier is a national reporter with KFF Health News. She spoke with WAMU's supervising producer, Chris Remington.
So, Jackie, how big of a deal is this policy change?
Well, for a long time, immigration officials were told to avoid arresting people in the U.S. without legal status in places like schools, churches, or health centers. A few immigration-related arrests did happen in hospitals during Trump's first term, but this is a significant change, and we don't know how it'll play out yet. But, you know, public health officials and healthcare providers are really worried that it will dissuade people from getting necessary preventative care.
KFF Health News spoke with Nicole Lamoureux. She's president of the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics with headquarters in Alexandria. The association represents dozens of clinics in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
We have diabetics who aren't getting their medicine. We have people who are having seizures. They're not getting their medicines. We're just trying to build a healthy society, and our patients are too scared to come.
Jackie, the clinics you reported on are also hearing things like this from their patients. Tell us what they're doing to try to help.
I visited one clinic in South LA that's teaching their healthcare staff to read different types of warrants. And these are folks who are used to talking to people about vaccinations and mental health care, so it's really far out of their comfort zones. I talked with Matt Lopez to understand why warrants are so important. He's director of state advocacy for the National Immigration Law Center based in D.C.
It's incredibly important that every healthcare center has somebody who is trained to be able to read those warrants, to be able to read that they are valid or not.
He says in order to enter any private spaces or access private information, ICE officials need a warrant signed by a judge.
That's really important, useful information they're sharing. What else are they doing in the training you attended?
Health workers are also learning how to talk to their patients about their rights. They're giving out cards and pamphlets that include what to do if ICE knocks on their door at home. The information is printed in English, Spanish, Korean, a bunch of different languages. And of course, it's important to remember that these are everyone's Fourth Amendment rights. The Constitution protects all of us from unreasonable search and seizure.
And how are lawmakers across the Washington region responding?
Well, the fact is local officials don't really have the power to dictate what federal immigration officials do, including in healthcare settings. Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown issued a memo to healthcare providers about President Trump's policy. He advised providers not to record a patient's immigration status and ask for credentials if someone claiming to be an ICE official shows up, but also that they shouldn't interfere with an investigation. It's worth saying that Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin supports President Trump's deportation efforts. And so far, the D.C. government has been pretty silent on this.
Yeah, D.C. government's in an interesting place. Back in 2019, the council passed emergency legislation that limits D.C. police and Department of Corrections cooperation with ICE officials. But Axios reported earlier this month that D.C. government has removed a webpage which championed D.C. as a sanctuary city. So that policy could be questioned if put to the test. And federal immigration authorities do conduct raids within the district. So healthcare providers here, they're put in a pretty difficult position. Jackie, what stories of resilience have you heard through your reporting?
Well, the health workers I talked to would much rather remain agnostic and just provide care to vulnerable communities. But, you know, in response to potential ICE raids in their waiting rooms, these workers are learning about their constitutional rights and teaching their patients. And these clinics have really become hubs of accurate information for people who may not have another source.
That was Jackie Fortier with KFF Health News, speaking with WAMU's Chris Remington.